Kol ha'poishit yad noisnim loy. The Kadmonim tell us that just like anyone who sticks out his hand on Purim, if someone asks you for a donation, for tzedakah, you may not ask him when, where, how, you just must give him. The Sifrei Kadmonim tell us that however we act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. So if we go ahead and we give everyone without questions, on Purim is a day where we could be zeichet to tremendous yeshuas. That a person could be Peshit Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he gets it. But we need to understand, nothing's as that simple. How must we daven to get this guarantee on Purim? And if we pay attention for the next few minutes, we will see how Be'ezer Hashem, this Purim, everyone has someone, I'm sure, in mind that they want to daven for Shidduchim, for Refuos, for Yeshuos. Perhaps if in the next few minutes we can reach an understanding of what Esther Hamalka taught us, we will be zeicha all to be able to be zeicha to these Yeshuas. It is well known that Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKippurim. And again, Kadmonim tell us that Yom Kippurim means Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Now I need to tell you, anyone who can say Yom Kippur is like Purim has either never had a serious Yom Kippur before or has never had a fun Purim before. One or the other. What does it mean, Chazal tell us, Yom Kippur is like Purim and Purim is on a higher level? Yom Kippurim. Purim is the ultimate and the Yomim Nayroim are trying to be like Purim? If you think that this is an exaggeration, I want you to know that in Halacha, the Torah brings down on Hilchus Yomim Nayroim, that if you remember during the Yom Nayroim davening, we say Uvechein Tzadikim, Uvechein Tein Pachtecho, Uvechein Yiskadesh, Nosach Svarad. We say a lot of Uvecheins. And the Torah asks, why on Yom Nayroim are we busy with the word Uvechein? Says the Torah, Halacha, that the reason why we say Uvechein is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Esther's Uvechein Avoy El HaMelech. Because when Esther went in front of Ahasuerus, she says, Uvechein. So because of that, on Yom Nayroim, we want to remind and have the schus of Esther walking in and saying, Uvechein. You imagine? The last thing on anyone's mind in Yom Kippur, I can imagine, is Purim. But for next year, it needs to change. While you're saying, you're Uvechein Tein Tzadikim, Uvechein Tein Pachtecho, you need to think about that Esther's walking into Ahasuerus. So if this is what we need to think about, I'd like to take a moment to get into Esther and understand what was going on as she was walking into Ahasuerus. Chazal tell us that Esther walked in, she knew her life was at risk. If you walked into the king without being called, you can get killed. And she took her chance. And she said, Kapitel Chavbeis in Tehillim. For those of you, many of you probably know, for those who don't know, tremendous segula on Purim to say Kapitel Chavbeis, which was said by Esther on her way into Ahasuerus. And Esther says, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtoni, when the Shechina leaves her. Why did the Shechina leave her? The Gemara says an incredible thing. That she begins, Hatzila Micherev Nafshi Miyad Kelev Yechidosi. She begins, she turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, save me from this dog Haman. Chazal tell us that right when she said that Haman's like a dog, the Shechina left her. But when she continued the next pasuk, Hoshia Hashiemi Mipi Aryeh, save me like a lion, the Shechina came back. Could you imagine? She compared Haman to a dog, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Hashem left her. She went to compare him like a lion, Hashem comes back. I have to tell you, if you would have asked me, a dog, a lion, firstly, he's definitely more of a dog than a lion. A lion is the king of the animals, a lion is used in a positive, he's gaber kari, a dog, we all know, a dog is a dog. What's the big difference, and why when she compared Haman to a dog, the Shechina left her? And when she switches to a lion, the Shechina comes, an incredible Peladiga Gemara. In the Sefer Darkei Mussar, he quotes from Rabbi Yosef Rozovsky, an incredible pshat. I want everyone to imagine for 1 second, your enemy being a dog, and your enemy being a lion. Imagine you're walking down the street, you're walking down Commonwealth Avenue, and a dog charges, starts running to you. At that moment, I don't think anyone gives up and says, I'm over. You say, listen, I can throw them food. I could throw them a bone. I could try to pat them. I could say the pasuk, l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yechetz kel b'shayna. There's many ideas you have. So a person, you know, thinks he has it under control, but of course Hashem can help. Says Rabbi Yosef Rozovsky, what happens when you're walking, probably not down Kamab, but a lion charges at you? He says a person has no plan. A person has no ideas. There's nothing you're going to do. And all a person does is just looks up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't help me, I'm dead. Says Rabbi Yosef Rezavsky, when Esther walked in and she said, Hashem, I have a plan. Help me out, but I'm going to use my charisma. I'm going to use my personality. And I'm going to get us a Yeshua. But that's when she compared him to a kalev, to a dog. Kalev, Hashem left. But when she said, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like my enemy's a lion and I have no plan, I have nothing. All of a sudden, what happens? The Shekhinah comes back. The secret is right here. When a person goes into Yeshua with all ideas of how he's going to get out, exactly, but just Hashem in the background in case it doesn't work out, Hashem leaves. When a person looks at his enemy, when she looked at Haman and she said, Ka'aryeh, save me from this lion, there's no plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going in and I'm putting my hope in you. That's when she was helped. We find that Esther was concerned about this. We asked the same question last week. Why did Esther make two parties? She made one party, and then the second party, she tells Haman Achashverosh, come back. The Gemara, and the same Gemara says, Reb Nechemi tells us an amazing pshat. Chalal Yisrael said, we don't have to worry so much that we're going to get killed. We have our sister in the palace. And they totally put faith in Esther. Esther saw that, says Reb Nechemya in the Gemara. Esther said, let me call a party with Haman and Achashverosh. Let them think I'm collaborating with Haman and Achashverosh for money. And then they're going to give up hope in me. And then they're going to put faith in Hashem. That's what happened at the first party. They went from having faith in Esther. They said, no more Esther. They put faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened the next day? The very next day, the Yeshua came. I want you to know, people think this happened back then. I'm going to share with you something that I know secondhand. I have a brother, a very, very chashuv brother named Reb David Halpern. He's a magachir in Muncie. He has a very, very close relationship with a yid, Reb Shalom Rabashkin, which I'm sure many of you know the name. Reb Shalom Rabashkin was released on a tremendous mistrial of justice, not to get into now, regardless of what the facts were. He got out last year on Wednesday, Zois Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. And right a few days after he left, he told my brother the following story. He tells my brother that on Tuesday, the day before he got out, he had a knock on his cell door. They came in and they said, you have legal mail. Legal mail, for those of you that were never in jail, it's a big yellow envelope, but you can't take it into your cell. It's very sensitive information. You need to go into the warden's office and read it there. It means it's from your lawyer or from your judge. It's serious mail. It's not just cards from people who want to say hi. And he said, he got nervous, as always, and he walks in to the judge. You know, you have to know what the mail is. He walks into the office, and he opens up, and it's a letter from his lawyer. And the lawyer wrote him the following letter. I am sad to write you these words, but we were working on numerous avenues, numerous ideas of how we can get you out of jail. Unfortunately, just today, our last option went dead. All of the ideas we tried over the last year, none of them have panned out. And of course, if something changes, we'll reach back out to you. But as of now, we are finished with our work. There's nothing we could do. This happened on Tuesday. Reb Shalom tells my brother, Reb Bashkin tells my brother, at that point, it hit him that he's getting out. He said, because at that point, the lawyers told him, we're not trying anymore, we're done. Less than 24 hours after that thing, after he said, he was a free man. The second he went ka'aryeh, that not I have ideas, the lawyers are working, he put his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, now I have nothing to bank on besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens? He got out. We need to realize this. Rav Matisyahu Salomon once went to visit a chayil, a sick person. And he's talking to the person. The person says, this doctor said this, and this doctor, and the person's going on to describe how he got the best this and the best team working on him. And when he leaves, he says to Matisyahu, yeah, Metz Hashem, Hashem Betalfin, Hashem will help. Matisyahu looked at him and he said, Yabid, I need to correct you, I'm sorry. But I was listening to you for the last 10 minutes. No. Not that the doctor is going to heal and Hashem is going to help. Hashem is going to heal. the doctor should be the right shluchim. He realized that the person was putting his faith, chas v'shalom, into doctors, and he's like, what's going to be the lesson if you want to know how we're going to get our tefillahs answered on Purim? When people come with tefillahs, you know, ideally we're going to put in, you know, listen, Hashem, you know, I'm doing this business deal, I have a great presentation, I have a great talent, great this, but just in case my client, you know, my future partner, future client, will just help me out a little bit. That's not where the Yeshua comes from. But a person's going to go in and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no plan. I tried it all. It's exhausted. I'm turning to you. That is the lesson that Esther told us. She made a whole game, a whole fake party, so everyone should say, oh, Esther's gone. We lost Esther to Haman, and then we had it. This is the chizik of Kol HaPeshit Yad. On Purim, if we're ready to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happened by Yom Mahim. It happened last year. And it happened here in Boston. I'm going to finish with a story. An incredible story, but it needs to be a chizik for us. We need to realize that there's no semi, half betachin. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to come in with ideas and then say, be my backup. You need to come in. I'm going to share with you a story. I don't remember if I've shared it. But I got, about 3 years ago, I got a phone call from one of my chavrusa's wife. I have a chavrusa. His wife never called me before. I don't know if she ever called me since. She called me. She was crying. The Svardim. And she called me on the phone with tears, mamish, bitter tears. She says, Rabbi Halpern, I have a tragedy, a crisis. I said, what happened? She says, I have friends, a secular couple who just had a baby boy. And she says, today is day 6. And there was a whole back and forth. If we should do a bris. They want to do a bris. They're totally not affiliated, totally not connected. No bris, yeah bris, it was not convenient. And I tried this and I tried that. And then the one doctor said it's a little bit of a complicated bris, it's a risk. No, I got another doctor to say yeah. She says, Rabbi, 6 days straight, I'm going back and forth with them. And they don't want to make a bris. Crying tears, a lady, a Sephardi lady with a Muna Pshuta. You know, she said there's going to be a yid without a bris. Rabbi Halpern, you okay with that? And I said, please, I just found out about this, relax. She was devastated. Anyway. So she tells me it's a complicated bris. So I said, you know what? Tomorrow's day 7. We can still do this. I'm going to call New York. There's a Moyel Mumcha, a huge tzaddik, who does brisin all over the world for free. His name is Yitzchak Kruger. I said, you know what? I'm going to call him tomorrow. I called him. I told him the complication. He went through the file. And Lamaisi says, I have no problem doing the bris. I'm happy to come down and do it for free. They say, Gavaldi, yes. They go back for another doctor's appointment that afternoon. And the doctor says, don't do it. They call back, no. Yes, no, back and forth. They tried to get the parents involved, friends involved, the rabbis involved. She calls me the night before the bris, the night of the 7th, and says, decision was rendered. There's not being a bris. The parents say absolutely nothing. The lady turns to me and she says, I tried every avenue, Rabbi. I tried every friend of theirs, every family member. I tried doctors, Jewish doctors in the community called and said, it's okay. Rabbi, we reached the dead end. There's nothing. There's not going to be a bris. This is the night before the bris is supposed to be. I asked her, I said, I'm just curious. Did you daven? Daven, there should be a bris. She goes, Rabbi, you don't know these people. Davening is not going to work. Like, these people. I turned, I said, when was the last time you said to Helen? So she says, years ago. Mom is years. I said, let me ask you. Tonight, when we hang up, I said, open up a Tehillim. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depth of your heart. And tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much it means there should be a bris. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you tried everything and now it's up to him. These are the words I told him. I moved on. I went to that, you know, I tried. Anyway, I get a phone call the next morning. This is the 8th day, 9 o'clock in the morning. Frantic, I cannot tell you. She says, Rabbi, you're not going to believe me. The crazy thing happened. I said, what happened? So the lady called me that last night. She was thinking about it, she went to sleep, she woke up this morning, she wants to do a bris this morning. So I said, she said, Rabbi, this Tehillim thing is real. She was like, she's gonna give me some ideas, she wanted something practical. She said, it's real. She said, last night I opened the Tehillim and I said, Hashem, I tried everything and now it's up to you. The parents switched their mind without anyone talking to them. We called New York, the mother got into the car with his wife. They drove down 4 hours, they made the rest of the afternoon on day 3. To me, it's pushing. that when this lady reached the Madrega, she told me, Rabbi, we tried everything, it's over. She turned to Akash Baruch and said, Akash Baruch, I have no plan. I'm throwing myself into your hand. Akash Baruch said, I'm going to send Yeshua. So that's, I think, the chizuk we're going to walk out with this Purim. Remember what changed with Esther. Remember how she started and how the Shekhinah left her. And when we think to ourselves, Yom Kippurim, that on Yom Kippur, a person should think about the davening on Purim of Esther. And that is going to get our tefillahs answered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us all. There are so, so many yidden. I'm begging everyone who's listening, who need gezunt, they need health, shidduchim, children, parnasa, the list doesn't end. Please, if everyone can take just a few minutes. Tefillah we learned from Esther. Tefillah we learned from Chana. So those are the two women that we learned tefillah from. The Mid Chazal are telling us that the Neshe Yisrael have a special kayach of tefillah. Who can go through Purim and not give a few minutes of their time for Chayla Yisrael? But when you're davening, whether it's Shidduchim or for anyone who needs, daven with nothing. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is up to you and only you. And the schus of our betochen, we should be zeichen that all everyone we daven for should have Yeshuas and Yefuas, and we should have a happy Purim, and it should be called Apeshit Yad. Whoever reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah with this pure betochen will be zeichen to Neisnenloi, will be zeichen to the ultimate simcha in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, B'meirah V'yameinu.